Welcome back to the Next Gen Advent Podcast. We are so excited you are with us as we are counting down the days to Christmas, and we are getting so close. So today we're going to be talking about even shepherds, and I have two special guests with me today. Go ahead and introduce yourself. What's your name and your grade?
My name's Lena, and I'm in second grade.
Okay, and?
My name's Bella, and I'm in fourth grade.
And so you guys are sisters, and so you're here to talk to us today about even shepherds. But before we get into that, I have a couple questions for you guys. What are you most looking forward to about Christmas?
I'm most forward to, give people presents because It gives me a smile on my face.
Like that? Yes, you love to gift. All right, Bella, how about you?
Our family does this Christmas pageant. We started doing it last year, and I'm so excited to do it this year.
That's so fun. So you're really looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. And so those things might be the answer to the next question too, but let's see. What is something at Christmas that is more fun to do with other people than to do on your own?
At Christmas, we do something called Secret Santa.
Yeah.
And we get to buy people presents.
That's so fun.
And we give it to them.
Yeah. And that's way more fun with people, because if you were your own Secret Santa, if everyone could see Lena's face right now, you'd be that wouldn't be very fun.
Yeah, that would be boring.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Very boring.
And so many things in our life are just way more fun when you're with someone doing it, right? Mm-hmm. And so one of our themes that we're looking at during Advent is how God is with us and how that makes a big difference in our lives. And so I would love to hear from both of you. When you imagine God is with us, what does that feel like to you? And how do you remember that he's with you?
I get scared a lot, and then I always hear I'm with you.
So you hear his voice basically telling you, Belle, I'm with you.
Yeah.
It makes a big difference. And what difference does it make that he's with you than if you were scared and he wasn't? What's the difference in that?
Well, if I know he's with me, I don't feel scared. I feel I'm not alone.
Mm-hmm. You're not alone, right? Because he's capable of protecting you, being with you. Yeah. Lena, how about you? How do you know that God is with you? How do you remind yourself of that truth?
Okay, so every single night, most of the nights I have a bad dream. So every night I pray with my mom when she comes and tucks me to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And when we pray that we won't have bad dreams and some other stuff. And that always reminds me God is with me. I don't to be scared.
Right. Yeah. And it's not up to you to manage your bad dreams or have to deal with it yourself. Right. He's with you and he is got you.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. He's got you.
Duh.
Yeah. Duh. Right. It's true. It's totally true. Yeah. And so I love that. And so I hope that you guys I hope that our listeners, right, who are listening with us today, they're I want to remember the same truths for my story and what that looks like for me too.
Yeah.
So we're going to jump into our passage, and our entire passage is Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. But we're going to pick out a key verse for that, and I'm going to have the ladies read that for you guys.
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for look, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the city of David, a Savior has been born to you, who is the Messiah, the Lord." Luke 2, 10 through 11.
All right, so the shepherds in the time of Jesus, they were not popular people.
That's very true.
God had created a system for people to be forgiven of their sins by sacrificing unblemished animals, right?
Mm-hmm.
And following this system that was mandatory for the people of Israel. Sheep were necessary for worship. And still, the shepherds who cared for those sheep were kind of seen as unclean, icky people because they had to work with these filthy animals for a living. Makes sense, right?
Yeah.
And so shepherds were considered pretty lowly in the eyes of the Hebrew people. Shepherds lived on the edge of town, and the type of people who filled this role were often those who couldn't do more prestigious jobs. It was a necessary job that no one really wanted to do. Yet God chose to reveal his plan for salvation to shepherds in the most fantastic of ways. On the edge of town, to an unlikely group of people, the birth of the Messiah was announced by a choir of angels. When God does this, it's for a reason. Look at these points of connection. David was a shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus was a descendant of David.
Yes.
David was considered a man after God's own heart. Shepherds have a heart for sheep, right?
Yeah.
And many times in scripture, God's people are called sheep. Jesus is the good shepherd. The blood of an unblemished lamb was sprinkled on the altar to cover the sins of the people. And Jesus was perfect sacrifice for our sins. When God declared that Savior was born, he wanted the whole world to know the Savior was for all people, even shepherds. So ladies, think about this. Why do you think the shepherds were filled with great fear when they saw the angels? And how do you think you would have responded?
I would feel like they'd never seen an angel. They have no idea what the heck is that? I have
right,
no
happening.
Idea what that yep. is. Is it, what type of news is it giving me?
That's true. You're like, is this going to be good? Is it going to be bad? I don't know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you've been like kind of like apprehensive kind of probably, right? Yeah. All right, Lena, how about you?
Well, just like Bill said, yes. But like they're like, who is this? What's happening?
Right.
And like the angel's going to tell them the message. Mm-hmm. Or if they don't know what it is, they're right. going to be like, who is this? What is this news? Is it good or bad?
Right.
Am I going to freak out?
Right.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Right. So they're like shocked. They're like probably confused a little bit. They're
yeah.
like on the edge of their seats kind of like, what's about to happen? Totally true. Yeah. In your life, who are the people who are looked down and not respected? Like who do you think that are kind of like the shepherds like in our life? And how do you feel like we can show them the same love that God showed the shepherds?
I would say homeless people. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the people would go like, they wouldn't treat them well because they don't mm-hmm. have any homes. They always just stay on the edge of the street. And, you know, they're like the shepherds.
Mm-hmm.
This is that they have no idea what to do. They're just trying to get money.
Mm-hmm. And so how God saw them, right? And he was like, I'm going to send this special message to you, right? Because you're so
yeah.
valuable. Mm-hmm. So how do we remember that maybe some of the homeless people like in our lives, how do we remember that they're just that valuable and that God sees them that same way?
It's because like they're people just like us.
Mm-hmm.
And like they might not know about God, but we can mm-hmm. help them.
That's exactly right.
We can tell them more about God if they like don't know God.
Yeah.
And like encourage them to read the Bible and
yep.
like, pray with them.
Yep. Yep. I love that. That's exactly true. And we can just be like, yes, you're made in the image of God and you're still very important to the heart of God and what that is.
Yeah.
So even though the shepherds might not have known some things about God, on that night, they learned about God firsthand when he spoke to them, right? We've kind of talked through what that must have felt like.
Mm-hmm.
How might this have changed their lives forever?
Because they have been waiting for like this, for the Savior to come their whole life, and now they're coming, and they're ready to let Jesus to wash their sin away, right, mm-hmm. Lena?
Yeah, just like Bella said, they're like waiting and waiting and waiting after year and after year
yeah,
for
it's exhausting.
A Savior
yes.
to come and like forgive them and be with them forever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you guys remember the moment when you first remembered like learning about God or where you feel like you were like, whoa, I'm understanding this in a different way?
Yeah, I remember that.
Do you remember what happened? Do you remember? Could you tell us a story of when you kind of like understood that?
Yeah, so like the first story I ever knew was Adam and Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And when, like, I figured out, like, what the story was like, I was like, whoa, did this happen?
Right.
And then when I started reading the Bible more because I got older, now I know how to read.
Right.
I, like, know the story better and, like, yeah.
Yeah, right. Like, you saw the story and then you started seeing the story even in a different way, like as the Lord opened up the eyes of your heart to be able to understand what's going on and see what that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bella, do you remember the first moment you had a spiritual conversation with God or the moment you decided to give your life to Jesus? Tell me about those times.
Okay. Well, the first story I actually learned, I think, was David and Goliath.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we're learning a lot about 1st and 2nd Samuel in school.
Okay. Yep. So you're like revisiting this now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I know the story, but we're having more detail.
Right.
But it was really inspiring. Like, when I first learned it, it was simple. Like, it was something I could understand. Because if they did it, like, the big describing way that I learned, like, right now in fourth grade,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't understand it being, like, this little. But then when I was 6 years old,
mm-hmm.
actually tomorrow, that was my spiritual birth.
Oh, so tell us about that. What happened when you were 6 years old tomorrow?
I decided I would accept Jesus in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
So I prayed.
Mm-hmm.
Lena prayed too, but she didn't understand what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And when I did, mostly my sins were washed away, but mm-hmm. not all of them. I still have sin.
Right. Well, Jesus owned your sin at that point, right? And so your sin is no longer your burden to bear. And so, yes, you're still going to continue to sin, but that doesn't mean that you are responsible for it. That means that you have to repent from it and that you have to. But Jesus once and for all has taken your sin upon himself, and he's in charge of it, and it's on him now.
Yeah.
Did you have thoughts, Lena?
I had one more, like, quick story.
Yeah.
once Bella, like my cousin, accepted Jesus into my heart, I'm like, I want to do that. I want to be like, I want to accept Jesus into my heart and be more like him. So
yes,
I accept my Jesus into my heart, and like it was like maybe 2 months ago,
September 8th,
and I was actually like crying kind of because I was like so happy because like I'm with Jesus now.
And, right.
Yeah.
And you're his daughter, right?
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry about your sins anymore. He's got them, right?
Yeah.
And he, absolutely. He washed it away. And so we see you guys have such clear memories of those first times, right? When, and you said it even, it made you so emotional even because you're able to see what it was doing. And I think that's probably how the shepherds felt too.
Yeah.
This is like their first, like Bella said, the first encounter with an angel, and it's got to be strange to say the least, right? And they see who God is for the first time very clearly. And Bella, on your spiritual birthday, and Lena, on your spiritual birthday, you saw, like, the eyes of your heart were open and you saw who God was, who Jesus is for you, and you chose to put your faith and trust in him. And so I just encourage all of our listeners at home, if that is not something that you have done, is seeing God for who he truly is and what he has to offer you by giving you salvation. We hope today that you would just consider that for your own story. God loves you. He sent his son Jesus to be able to be born into this world, which is what we're celebrating over Christmas. And he lived a sinless and perfect life. And he actually at this moment calls to you to be his child if you believe and put your faith in him. And so, yeah, go ahead.
And if you think today's the day, just do it. Do it right now.
Like nothing's got to hold you back, right? Mm-hmm. This could be your spiritual birthday.
Proceed.
Yeah. And so I would just love, can one of you ladies just close us in prayer for today?
Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you that we can be together. I pray that we all stay safe and no one gets hurt. And people who don't know you, that they will come and know you. And that we have a good Christmas.
Yes.
In your name, amen.
Amen. All right. Can you guys close our podcast by wishing our listeners a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas!
All right.
And a Happy New Year.
Oh, I love it. Get it in there. I love that. And we are excited to see you guys back here tomorrow.
Star is shining, angels sing. Our Savior born, the hope he brings. In a manger, the King has come. God with us, the Holy One. Through the silence, light breaks through. A tiny child, a promise true. In the stillness, heaven's near. God with us, we shall.